Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Luis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattlesnake, Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Monday. It's Monday morning. West Coast drivers, hello. Hello out there on the West Coast. I just left you last week after my triumphant taking over of the West Coast. I'm still gloating, guys. This is sort of what I do. I just gloat until, I really wear thin on everybody. And then eventually I have another thing to gloat about.
That's good.
Yeah, not bad. Great show planned today. Just got started. Very excited because our second guest, our third guest, technically, just came into the studio. So we're going to get him on in just a moment. Great show planned today. As you guys know, I am the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, the last honest broadcaster left in the world, Luis J. Gomez. Filling in for Zach D'Amico today, my very good friend, partner in crime, and host of an incredible podcast, the High Society Radio Show. Chris from Brooklyn is here.
What up?
What up, baby boy?
Chilling, man.
Fuck yeah. Do you guys have that plug song, by the way? Did you figure it out? Because we didn't have it on the last show, right?
Is it not?
No, that's it's in Shannon's.
No, it's in my thing, too. All you had to do was ask me or Shannon for it, and you would have fucking had it. And that's simple as that.
Sorry.
Are you all right, Scott?
I just ran.
No, it's okay, Scott. Your hair looks like you ran.
I'm very upset.
Well, I am upset. I don't like people being fucking late to my show.
Maybe the city is bullshit. Did I say city? I meant city. The city is bullshit, okay? There's alternate site parking, and people park on top of each other, and it's very irritating.
All right, here, look.
Scott, get closer to me.
Forward.
Because I need the companionship.
You guys are fucking psychotic. Both of my guests today showed up late. They have no respect for me.
I respect you much.
He gave me the coldest welcome I've ever seen.
Usually I just open mouth kiss her.
He wouldn't even look at me.
She loves it every time, but today, nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. Hold on. I'm sending my fucking production team the new plug song made by Cushion Pusher, former winner of the Badass Battle of the Bands on Legion of Skanks. Trying to respect this guy, but we're going to get some plugs out of the way. Put this on as I introduce our guests, because this is the new method. We do our plugs while I introduce you, and then we just get the fuck going. Just get it going.
Yeah.
Why are we
just
waiting?
Get into it.
Yeah. Why would it? The problem is, if you do it at the end, people are like, oh, the show's over. Boom. Let's turn this shit off.
Good point.
You know, so we get them going. So, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, we have our guests today. Directly to my left is the one.
Everyone's late. Everyone's
only late. There you go. The one and only Rosebud Baker is here. Rosebud, what do you got to plug?
I'm going to be in LA from the 15th through the 19th doing a taping for Comedy Central.
And there you are.
Yeah, and then back in LA to do another taping on the May 1st. So
taping though, a lot of shit, Rosebud. Since when are you fucking
taping?
Successful? What happened here?
I know it fucks you up, doesn't it?
Rosebud's so hot, but her voice.
It really
I never looked
problem.
At Rosebud like that.
What?
I don't want to even talk about.
Thank
that.
Thank you so much.
That's a hot person.
She's a beautiful girl. She's
I
gorgeous.
Never thought about it. No, people pointed out to me, not in like a creepy way, but like even women, like when you're on stage, they go, "Isn't she so?" And
she's
I'm just
beautiful.
Like, I don't know, she's Rosebud. What the fuck?
Because you hear the voice. You hear the Marge Simpson-esque.
Is it your voice?
Wow. Yeah, it is my voice.
Oh, man. Sorry about that.
That's my Justin
Silver. Men are like, oh, this is, she's working on the barge.
Yeah, I thought it was more your presence than your voice.
Yeah.
I thought it was like your
it's
aura.
Not good.
Your being.
Scott Chaplin's here.
What up, gang?
What up, baby boy? What do you got to plug?
This Saturday, I'm at Fairfield Comedy Club in Connecticut.
Fun place.
Come out, man.
Yeah, it
is. Little weird hotel, but it's fucking dope.
Yes.
Dope.
Yes.
If you guys wanted to come out to a weird hotel where I believe the people that planned 9/11 stayed right before 9/11, this is the truth.
Yes,
swear to God.
Yes.
It's a fact. It's but a great show. The crowds are always packed. It's really fucking great. It's just I thought I was going to hate it. Then it ended up being one of the coolest gigs I've done in a long time. So Fairfield Comedy
Club.
Thought
Arabs have a sense of humor.
Yeah, I know. They're great. It's all actually future terrorists that are in the crowd, but they're fucking hilarious, dude. But,
yeah, I love it. I love it. Yeah. Great. Saturday.
Very blue collar type
two or
crowd.
Three shows.
They laugh.
I think two, maybe.
You know, they really laugh.
Yeah.
Chris, what do you got to plug?
Just High Society Radio, and also, I guess, subscribe to Capital Wrestling. I know people on the internet were looking for Zach's deathmatch.
Yeah.
It's going to be up there. They film a month of shows, and then it comes out week after week.
Okay, yeah.
So it's going to be a couple of weeks.
Okay, yeah.
Just
people
get
are
the notifications
freaking out.
For Capital Wrestling.
We actually have some exclusive footage from that that our buddy Scott Chaplin brought
buddy.
With him, which is great.
Whoa.
I love we're going to bring that on the show in just a few minutes. Zach Kimiko, he died, actually. So it's actually sort of in memoriam.
He knew
Zach
the stakes.
Kimiko.
It's a death match. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
It was so scary.
Somebody was had to go. And they're both very fat men. I don't know.
Holy
if you know
shit,
what Jeff Cannonball
I forgot
looks
that
like.
He was fighting.
Yeah. I mean, we'll talk about when you want to talk about it, but it was genuinely horrifying.
Yeah. Well, we're going to bring that footage up because we're going to talk about that in just a second, guys. I got some live gigs coming up. This Friday night, I'm going to be April 12th at Two Roads Brewery in Stratford, Connecticut. Stratford, Connecticut, 1700 Stratford Avenue, Stratford, Connecticut. Myself, Kim Congdon, my lady, my better half, and Ryan Broth. Doing a 6:30 p.m. show, which is a little early, but that's okay because that means we're going to get fucked up afterwards. And then I got the 19th. I'll be at the Philadelphia Comedy Club, phillycomedyclub.com. Same owners as Fairfield, Connecticut.
Yeah.
Same production guys. Great fucking club. One night only. And
Chechen rebels, though. No Saudi terrorists.
It's true. And then, of course, the most important thing you can do right now. The most important thing you can do right now. My album and special, Luis J. Gomez Presents Luis J. Gomez. Currently out. Currently out there. You can purchase it anywhere you want to go. iTunes, Google Play. You can listen to it on Pandora.
40, 50 people have bootlegged it by now.
Yeah, easily.
A Chinese lady tried to sell it to me at a bar last night.
Go purchase it right now. Leave a 5-star ranking, positive review, all that other stuff. Let people know what the fuck is up. Billboard charts come out today. We'll see what happens. I released the day after Jim Brewer, so I'm nervous that he's going to...
Don't worry about him.
He's going to fucking...
I mean, look, Brewer rules, but...
Nah, fuck Brewer, dude. I'll say it right on this show. It's
special,
it. There's a line drawn in the sand right now. It's either me or Brewer, my friend. You gotta pick a side.
Yes.
Okay.
If Donald Trump could beat Hillary Clinton, you could beat Jim Brewer.
You're goddamn right. Nobody saw me beating Jim Brewer.
Nobody, but you'll do it.
But it's gonna be a crazy day if it happens. So we are keeping our eyes on the Billboard charts right now. I don't exactly know how it works. I'm researching. Is it just based off of sales? Do they take iTunes reviews and all that other shit into account?
That would be too much work.
No.
Yeah.
It's just sales, huh?
Yeah.
It's got to be just sales.
There's no way I'm going to outsell Jim Brewer.
It's not, it can't be based on opinion. No way.
Come on.
Did he put out like
also, nobody's going to have a better opinion of my special.
Yeah.
It's not going to help me.
He thinks opinion is sales is what you're going to win, Lewis.
But it's also that's why Billboard doesn't matter as much anymore because they don't consider the internet. And they don't. And that's
they do. No, because they do. Because I've only charted on the internet, iTunes. I mean, that's what it is. But they're not looking at Gas Digital, which is the majority of the sales. So you could purchase my album on GasDigitalNetwork.com.
Okay.
And that's where all of our fans are buying it. But I know I hit the Billboard top 10 because they hit up the production company specifically and they were like, we needed all this information. He's definitely on the Billboard.
Oh,
so
that's great.
Yeah, we'll see. I want it to be number one.
All right.
Yeah. Who else came out? Brewer?
I don't know.
You?
Brewer, some other dude?
Like three Gaffigan albums are always
they're
on
always
the list
there. John Mulaney.
People are really
like two
fucking
weeks
retarded,
ago.
Right? Not against Jim, but three albums? Yeah. Like,
well, what happens is he releases a new one and then they go,
they
I love this guy,
that's
and they buy
great.
The others.
Yeah.
Yeah. And people aren't typically buying comedy albums that often.
Yeah.
So it's not that difficult. You know, Nate Bargatze's album is in the top 10 again because he just released a Netflix special.
Yeah.
So the old album comes out. So. Enough of that. Go buy it if you haven't heard it. I'm so happy with all of the positive feedback I've gotten. I thought I was going to just be torn to shreds and everyone was going to hate it and everyone was going to say mean things about me. And it's fucking really incredible how even the people that hate me can't really say that much shit. I've gotten so little negative feedback. I'm like, say something.
You're like, you don't believe them.
Yeah, I'm like, what's going on here? Please, what's that? And the silence is the fucking loudest thing. All the people that would normally hate on me, the only thing they can say is that I'm fat. Am I special? And I am.
The only negative I saw, and it was, I only saw it because you would respond to it.
Yeah.
And it was always like they would have a different opinion on an opinion you had.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't against
to do with the
joke.
The comedy,
it wasn't against the quality. It was all just
like, I don't
believe
agree
that
with
opinion.
This. Yeah.
It's like,
Oh, it's Comics Comic. That's what you're talking about. Who, by the way, wrote me an email and apologized to me. I should fucking post the whole email, fucking bitch. Why don't you write a retraction on your dumb fucking your dumb fucking thing? Fuck you, fuck the Decider, fuck the New York Times. How about that? I don't want to be I don't want to be reviewed by these places if they hire such a fucking nimcum fucking poop.
Yeah.
I'm trying not to fucking say the bad words because he's going to hear this. Dude, he's what do you want me to say, dude?
I don't know what he did. What did he do?
He wrote a blog just trashing just doing that exactly, like being like literally breaking down why Louis C.K. was wrong with what he did. And at one point, in the one clip, he didn't even watch the special. In the one clip, I said, who would have thought I'd be the most powerful Louis in comedy, which is a joke. But then he was like, maybe you've never heard of Louis Anderson or Louis Black.
Holy and you're like, shit.
You're like, yeah, this is the Comics Comic. But then this bitch wrote me a fucking email saying,
here's an update.
Oh, he updated. Oh, shit. Let me apologize for my own April foolishness, as I didn't need to throw shade at Louis while letting you know about his new special. I'm sorry about that. Very unnecessary. Now enjoy the second clip from his special. Roll it. Okay. All right.
But did he keep the negativity?
Probably.
Yeah, why not just take that down?
Yeah, nobody's scrolling that far down any article. Yeah,
nobody's going
This down. Guy's fucking hosing you, so you stop dragging him.
Yeah, I can't. It's fine. I don't need to drag him anymore. He knows what the fuck he did. He was wrong. He did the same thing to Dave Smith. Look up his review of Dave Smith's special from when it came out. Because he did the same thing. He just kind of was shitty for the sake of being shitty. He did the same thing to Sam Morril when he won New York's Funniest.
Really?
2 years ago, you remember all the new faces? Like, he broke down every new face, and, like, guys were having a bad set.
That was brutal.
Which is, first of all, motherfucker, you've never done new faces, even though he was a stand-up comic. You don't know what it's like to go in front of a room full of industry who aren't really trying to laugh, except for at the people they've already chosen to laugh at. It's such a weird, bizarre environment, and I've done it. I think most people in the room have done it, and it's not... it's not set up to fucking kill. So for you to take a moment where if a comic does bad in that environment, a young comic, this is their first exposure. Now you're just rubbing salt into the
wound.
Especially
when, like, if you consider, like, how nervous you are to go up for new faces, like, I've never been that nervous in my whole life.
Yeah.
Like, I had never had a show that was that important.
Yeah.
So you're, like, ready to fucking puke.
Yeah. I was less nervous because at that point I was a... withered old comedy veteran, and everyone out like I have a child, and I'm like just fucking like, hey guys, I'm a new faces, unwrapped because I had to fire my fucking manager to even get here.
Yeah, right.
Jesus Christ. So yeah, it was a little different, but yeah, you're right. It's that room is so tight, and you're so uncomfortable, and you know, it's different than trying to kill in front of a comedy room because when you are having same thing I said about Last Comic Standing, or anytime you're being judged.
Yeah.
Well, you're also telling jokes to people at work, right?
You're telling jokes to people at work, but you're telling jokes to people that are judging you, and they're not there to just laugh. They're actually looking at you with a critical eye, and that level of pressure, it's almost easy to make people laugh, but when you have that type of pressure, and now you're not exactly just attacking that sense of, let me entertain this crowd. You're trying to, like, do something different, and it gets in your fucking head, and you go up there, and you're fucked up about it. So to go and do that and kick, you know, a couple young comedians while they're down when they had bad sets at a thing that... they already feel terrible about, and then they got to read that, dude. They don't have fans. They don't have internet trolls. Like, dude, I got people who tell me they want my son to get fucking raped by an AIDS patient, and it's hilarious. We do that on Legion of Skanks, the whole bit, Baby James too. But I have a thicker skin, and you get a young comic who is their first exposure to really anything, and now they have this guy really tearing them down when, to be honest with you, they got there because it was a good set. It was more than likely, not always, but more than likely, the guys who get there, for the most part, it's because they had a pretty good set. And the reason that even the industry wants them to succeed is because they're pretty good. They're getting to certain levels because it's a tough thing to navigate. You may hate, you know, each comic, but I thought it was just shitty. So I won't spend any more time talking about that. I'm glad that he wrote that. That was very mature of him to go and add an update to that, which was nice. But people don't read the second page news. They read the first page news, and that's that. And you have to look at, you know, what that does. So... all right, let's get into the show. We have a lot of fun stuff to talk about. Zach Amico, my fucking friend, wearing the Zach Amico 666 shirt right now.
Mm. Every one of those goes towards his funeral.
Wow. What the fuck happened? I just saw a picture. Show the picture that Chris from Brooklyn posted to his Instagram. The picture where Chris is in front of Zach. Because this is my first foray into what the fuck happened. I get a message from Chris just simply saying, like, oh, fuck, you know.
Yeah, I just sent you the photo, I think, right?
Yeah, maybe nothing even else. Yeah. I just saw Zach's head, and I was like,
Jesus Christ.
It looked worse in person. Scott was there.
What the fuck?
So bad.
That's real? Zach's not a handsome man as it is.
It's so bad it doesn't look real.
Zach's not a handsome man.
I'll be honest, that's the best he's ever looked.
Yeah,
Zach's not a handsome man.
He's not. You know, what do you want me to say? That's, if anybody's fucking Zach, it's not because...
I was actually thinking about that because that's his real hair. He didn't shave that, right?
No, it was his blood.
His hair is just fucking... No, I'm talking about the bald spot is real. So if he wasn't this like punk rock mutant, he would just be like the saddest looking fucking...
What would he do if he didn't embrace that and become that, right? I mean, if he was a normal dude.
Yeah, he'd be like mutant be like George Costanza. Yeah,
I mean, he's like white trash royalty in Jersey. There's like a Paul Amico Way that's his uncle in fucking Secaucus.
Oh, really? That's his uncle? Yeah. No shit. I know about Paul Amico Way.
That's funny. I didn't know that. But Zach is also a future legend. That's the reality, okay? Zach, what we do here, first of all, on the Real Ass Podcast, this is the number one underappreciated podcast. Comedy podcast of the world. We are the number one.
Such a way to rate yourselves.
We are underappreciated. We're underrated. But I mean, we are the number one alt-right.
I mean, I
Christian
run a blog
podcast
called The Podcasters Podcast, and we hate you guys.
Well, they do there's a podcast that reviews podcasts called Who Are These Podcasts? And I think I have to start taking shots at them because I want them to review our podcast. Mm. So find out their names of their podcasts. We're going to review
also
them.
Also, dox them?
Yeah, let's dox them and rape their girlfriends. See how far we could take it to get
the
them docks, to do this podcast.
The rape thing.
What?
From doxing to raping.
I don't know what's worse.
And it was just so
I don't know if
casual,
I'd rather be doxed or have
so
my
casual.
Somebody to give out my phone
so
number.
So uncalled for, so yeah. Casual.
Yeah. What?
Just a casual rape.
Yeah.
They are
girlfriends.
Look, if you want, you've never been in a podcast war, Rosebud.
Well,
you don't understand how far you have to take this shit.
I haven't been in a podcast war.
Yeah. Who are these podcast guys? I want to know who they are because I want them to review this podcast. I'm sick of not being reviewed. I'm sick of it. The fuck? I got to attack people now. Who are they?
I have a phone number for them. It doesn't.
Call it right now. Okay. Call it right now on the fucking show. We're going to get them on the fucking air.
Hell yeah.
Ignore me? Are you fucking crazy?
I don't know that they're ignoring you.
They're ignoring
me. No, seriously. They have to know. 5.6 million podcasts there are. How dare they ignore Lewis?
They've ignored me.
That's true. You have three podcasts.
I have very popular podcasts. Now, this is the least popular of them. So, look, they don't want to go to war with Legion of Skanks or BYM. That's crazy.
Oh, my God.
What? They're on?
No, it went to voicemail.
Let me leave a voicemail.
You're on.
Hey, what's going on? This is Luis J. Gomez, the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake. You're live on the Real Ass Podcast right now.
Well, they're not live. You're live.
No, they're live technically on the podcast.
I don't think they're live. They're not on the
show.
Listen
to me. You guys are a bunch of fags, and we're going to dox you and rape your girlfriends, and I'm going to let you know that. That's a fact. It's not a joke. It's not a bit.
We're going to rape your beard girlfriends because you're fags.
You guys
are fags.
I think that's...
You wouldn't even give a fuck because you like sucking each other's dicks. So,
you're
going to ignore me, you motherfuckers?
Wait, is this a voicemail?
Shut up. Yeah, it's a voicemail. I don't give a shit.
I think that's illegal. Lewis.
Whatever.
I'm
tell
sorry.
Them to bring it to the cops. Only fags will bring it to the cops. That's the reality.
When I was a kid, I threatened to kill somebody over the phone as a joke, and they got the cops came to my house.
I mean, this is
wait, did you hang up on them?
No. You're okay. Still going.
Oh, my God. Don't call the cops.
It's not,
right.
It's
a joke.
Protected under satire laws.
You can sell somebody you're going to rape their girlfriend if you're joking.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
But I'm saying this. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Let me make this clear.
Oh, Scott.
Scott. It's not a joke.
No.
I want to make this very clear.
This is so real.
We're coming after your identities and your fucking girlfriends.
Lewis.
So call us back.
Do they have girlfriends?
Call us back.
Hold on. What's your number here? 573 Gasline.
Is this the man who's going to rape my girlfriend?
573 Gasline. You fucking call us back. You do not ignore the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake or the Real Ass Podcast. I'm sick of it. I see all the horse shit you guys fucking review. You come and fucking review our show or there's going to be fucking problems. 573 Gasline if you guys want to fucking
raping
have a conversation.
Is where it starts. Right. That's we're opening with rape, right?
Oh, man.
Jesus Christ.
What?
That was amazing.
What? I'm sick of it, man. I'm not being ignored anymore.
You followed up with us back.
Lewis, you will not be ignored anymore.
I'm sick
you
of being
followed
ignored.
Up with call us back. You were like, anyway, so yeah. Call us back.
So call us back and we can figure this out.
It's like,
Harrington, call them back. Let's
so I really
over.
Appreciate you returning our call.
Well, I started getting worried about the going to jail for threatening to rape their girlfriends.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I know what you're going to do.
You're going to be fine.
If that cop,
I love that
if that cop has any sense of humor, he's going to get it.
Yeah, yeah.
There's
no way.
The fact that you started to worry and then you said it's not a joke.
Yeah, because then I had to lead into it. Rosebud, I don't make good decisions in my life.
Yeah, your response to your own fear was to double down and say it's not a joke. I'm really going to rape your girlfriend.
I got problems. This all came
Lewis
from Zach's death match.
Would be amazing.
I feel like.
What? Itchy?
The way that men respond to their own feelings is hilarious to me.
The fact
that you guys, like, I can tell when a man's upset because he'll call me and start complaining about a movie that came out like 10 years ago. he'll be like, I got a bone to pick with True Romance.
Yeah, we're a little bit crazy. A little bit.
And to realize he was wrong and then to double down.
And then double down, yeah.
Yeah, that's very.
I got problems.
That's such a male response.
I don't know if you were wrong.
I wasn't wrong. I was right, dude. Look, they know what the fuck's up. They're going to hear that and they're going to know I'm serious now, so.
Hell yeah.
They know that I'm here. I've arrived. And if I don't get reviewed by Who Are These Podcasts, if that doesn't do it, nothing will.
But how many people even listen to the review podcast?
I don't know, but you know what? I'm going to blow them up now.
How many
you're
followers?
Like cucking them,
right there, that just
cucking
fucking
them into watching.
100%.
You're raping their girlfriend and making them review their podcast.
And doxing them so everyone's going to know whose girlfriend was raped.
Yeah.
Wow.
It wasn't fucking Chunky Mike or whatever his name is on the Who Are These Podcasts.
Just cucked the podcast, man.
Do they have silly names? I guarantee they do.
It's just Carl with a K.
Carl?
That's it.
It's not
and
bad,
a variety of co-hosts.
Oh, and then he just brings on different people. Can I be the co-host of that show? I'll leave right now. I'll leave Gas Digital right now to go be the co-host. Or why don't we bring him on Gas Digital?
That's a great
he's
way to make sure we get
he's not doing anything with you.
He's
just
literally never, he's not even
going to
call you back.
He's probably not like us.
Nobody's a
like
normal
this.
Guy who just likes podcasts.
Let me
yes,
say this.
And then someone
he's
just
an innocent girlfriend. Guy.
He's just going about his life with the unraped girlfriend.
If he doesn't think that's funny, he doesn't deserve to have a podcast.
If he
doesn't think that's the funniest thing
it
he's
is
ever
funny.
Heard,
it is
then
it's very
he
fun.
Doesn't deserve. He should be ashamed of himself, and his RSS feed should be taken away from him.
Facts.
Sorry to get all technical on you, Rosebud.
Yeah, I actually don't know what doxing means or RSS.
I know what rape means.
It's so nice to be a hot chick because you have a podcast.
Means. Yeah, no, Corinne does everything.
Good for you. Look at you.
She's the fucking mastermind. I don't do shit. I just get online.
Me and Corinne become friends. I got to get you guys on the show together.
Yeah.
Me and Corinne were like...
I'm glad you guys made up.
Yeah, we do little jabs at each other still, but it's fine.
Yeah.
She's attracted to me. That's really what it is. I know what's going on.
Probably.
Without a doubt.
You attracted to her, though?
No, but I would.
If she was, she would say that to you, though.
No, she would never. She would never admit that.
No, but I would.
Yeah, she would.
Lewis is the best.
She would definitely say that to you.
What happened, Harrington? I see you jumping in your seat over there. What happened? No. No, Corinne's cool. She's a fucking cool. I like her. I've always said this. Corinne, she just keeps it real. She doesn't like me. She tells me right to my fucking face. Fuck you. It's great. When she went after Big J way before she had any fans. She called him a fat fuck on her Facebook. It was great. I was like, what? This bitch is crazy.
She really is. She gets real upset about certain things, and then she will dig her fucking heels in.
Yeah.
And
I'm the same exact way. I'm the exact same way. And then she's also a big Marilyn Manson fan. We could have been together. Me and Corinne, we should have been together, to be honest with you.
You could have been something.
We knocked her up instead.
Both of us, we both turned left when we should have turned right at one point, and fucking, we just... Whoosh,
yeah,
serendipity. That's it. But now, you know, now
you
it's fine.
Her
it's
full and circle. Kim on.
Yeah, have them fight for me. Fuck yeah! I could jerk off to that thought, literally.
You should convince Kim to come on and compete for your love.
Why not? Like The Bachelor?
Yeah.
Hell yeah!
Actually, cucking your girlfriend.
Not a bad idea.
Yeah.
So yeah, let's move on. Zach, good job. No, I'm kidding. Zach, his death match, what happened, Scott, here? Tell me what happened. So a death match is this. When people come in, it's not just a regular wrestling match. They do crazy shit. Like they do barbed wire baseball bats, thumbtacks, all this other shit. And PVC Zach talked pipes. About it on the show.
Oh, my God. I didn't watch. Oh
These
God.
Are light tubes.
This
look at Zach. What a psycho, dude. What a psycho. Look, look, look. Oh, my God.
Yeah. If we
Is there
the,
any sound? Yeah, let's get
sound.
Some sound.
He's phenomenal.
Showmanship.
He's like talking the whole time.
Zach's. So yeah.
Yeah, they were doing like Looney Tunes style bits with very real weapons.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Is that the one that did it?
Nope.
Holy shit snacks.
He's out of his fucking mind, dude.
There's a moment at some point where he's bleeding so much, there's a guy in the front who turns around and looks and goes, We need to stop this.
Oh, this is it. No!
Yeah. No, 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 no,
no.
No,
it's not even this part.
No,
it's
Zach,
actually
stop.
In a second. Wait, watch this.
No.
What was that? What was he doing?
He's digging the light tube into his face.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
His head.
No.
This is it.
No, 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 no,
no.
No!
No, he looked like a fat unicorn.
Ready, 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 ready?
No!
Okay.
No!
Now, at that point, there's glass sticking out of his forehead.
No! No, Zach.
Yeah. There's more footage. Anyway,
people can't find footage anymore.
Let's lay this out, though.
Lay it out. But wait, kill it. Pause it for a second.
Wait.
Oh, that's, yeah, that's the big one.
Pause it for a second.
That looked unpleasant.
And you were there, too, as well, Chris. I'm literally having a hard time watching this.
Why does he do this?
Because he's a psycho.
I mean, if you were there, we were all pretty much laughing.
Okay, so here's the thing. I must have had a very different day than everybody. I walk into this place, right? No, seriously.
I just got my hair bleached.
So I took edibles and went to wrestling the night before and realized that it's like the greatest art form and I almost cried, right? So then I go to this fucking thing.
I saw that Instagram story.
Yeah. So then I go to this thing and it was still magical. These young, talented guys are fucking wrestling and they're fit and they're working hard and they were like skilled and it's a tiny place and it was so cool, right? Then Zach comes out and it's like, okay, we're going to get a death match. And we had a really nice day of entertaining legitimate great wrestlers. These fucking guys killed each other in front of us.
Oh yeah.
They walked a few people. People are mortified. There's a spot in the video where someone stands up and turns around and mouths, "We need to stop this." That you could see at one point in the video. So I'm scared. I'm worried for him. Harrington is talking to me, right?
And
I'll never forget this moment in my life. Me and Harrington are standing next to each other. And I'm like, "This is bad. This is bad." And he goes, "He's going to need an EMT. I think he broke a vessel or an artery, right?" And I go, "This is so bad." And then Harrington, in that same sentence, goes, "Cannonball!" That's the guy he's competing against. His name is Cannonball.
Oh my
God. He's like, "He might have broken a vessel. We're going to need EMTs. This is so bad. I'm so worried." And then he goes, Yeah. "Cannonball!" It's like, how awful. He must, if he wishes that on Zach, imagine what he wants to see you go through, Lewis.
Yeah. God damn.
Whew. It was a violent night. But the crowd that stayed, which was a lot. He only walked like three people. There was young children.
If you're not walking anybody at a professional wrestling show, you're not doing it right.
Look, that's not my dream.
Yeah.
Whatever he was doing, but that's his dream.
Yeah.
And he fucking did it. How cool is that?
Let me see the cannonball, the cannonball did.
Watch what cannonball did. He did a cannonball.
Yeah.
I can't.
What the fuck, dude?
Yeah.
I mean, how much glass is going in his eyes? How many people are blinded by this?
Oh, shit. Okay, his hair. I thought that was glass.
There's
that's
a certain type of light tube that breaks right. And Cannonball was explaining this to me.
Wait, what happened there?
Spoiler alert?
All right. Oh, we can't
spoil
things.
Fine, don't spoil it. No, I get it. Let's take it seriously. Capital Wrestling, what's the website?
You just go to their YouTube page. They got a bunch of stuff. They have a Twitch page that they air stuff. It's also on Fight TV.
But I sent you a picture of the ring afterwards. It took 15 minutes to get the glass off. The entire ring was covered in his blood.
Oh, no.
I have a picture of the ring. That's him after the match.
Oh, my God.
Look at the ring, them sweeping up
Jesus
his blood and glass.
Jesus fucking Christ, dude.
That is so upsetting. I'm upset.
Look at him. Jesus
and
Christ.
I'll tell you this. We showed
that's
a better picture. Yeah.
Look at Scott trying to smile.
Also, look at Cannonball photobombing. All right, Cannonball beat it. You won. Probably, right?
Yeah.
Look at him. I mean, that's a cool photo right there. Dude, I want that photo. I literally want that photo right now.
Yeah.
Is that yours?
Yeah.
That's incredible. Send that to me. I'll post that. That's fucking awesome. Yeah. Look, it sucks, and I hate it, and I don't want Zach to do things like that because he's my friend, and you could legitimately be hurt, and no matter how responsibly you're doing this, it's extraordinarily irresponsible for Zach to do.
Well, I'll say this, and I won't give too much more away, but those weren't the worst things that happened in that match.
Oh, I'm sure.
There is worse stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Like what?
You gotta have to watch.
There's thumbtacks involved. There's barbed wire involved, right?
Yeah. I was rigging up all the barbed wire shit before that. It's real barbed wire.
It's fucking crazy. But I will say this. You know, a man fucking makes a decision for what he wants to do. And, you know, I've said this about bare knuckle boxing when me and Bisping are talking about MMA. And I say this about MMA as well, because people would look at MMA and be like, what the fuck? Why would you do that to yourself? Like, you know, they used to call it human cockfighting. And it's way more dangerous than that. Like, in reality, this is more gruesome. But MMA fighters, I mean, what they're actually doing, you're competing, you know, you're taking these ridiculous blows. People can...
There's a way, higher chance that you can
die. It's just a different type of danger. And, you know, I'm looking at it, and I know that getting into an MMA fight is probably technically more dangerous. But I guess that's a real debate here.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone has a right to do what they want to do with their bodies. If somebody wants to cut their foot off or turn their pussy into a dick or fucking change the color of their skin, I don't give a shit what anybody does. I think everyone has that right. And if this is something that Zach loves and really wants to do, then I fucking support him. And it's awesome. I mean, he's literally living his fucking dream. I was a little kid. I wanted to be a pro wrestler. We all did.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Two things.
Rosebud. We all did.
I literally am just like in a catatonic.
I walked downstairs. There was a downstairs where the wrestlers were. And he's bleeding bad, and there's just piles of napkins and toilet paper. And it's obvious he needs stitches. And I'm like, he needs stitches. And he's like, no, I'm going to super glue it.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
He re-super glued it.
And so I didn't understand.
That's better than stitches.
I'm like, why the fuck?
Is it actually?
Yeah, because that's like a quicker way to close up a wound. I used to get stitches all the time and walk into shit. But like,
he puts sutures
into. I was just a dumb baby. But
What, those like, little bandages that like squeeze it together?
It's a faster way to just like... Yeah. Close up the wound.
Faster in the moment, but is it a better way ultimately to alleviate scar tissue, things like that?
No,
it's not a better way to alleviate scar tissue, but it will close up the fucking wound if you're losing
the blood. What the wrestler said was the reason he's not getting stitches is because he wants that scar. Zach wants to.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought.
Of course he does. He wants a big, nasty fucking forehead.
Yeah.
If you look at New Jack's forehead,
he's getting, he's getting married in September.
Dummy.
But I guess him and his chick already talked about
him
wearing a hat.
Right after his match, I went to a 7-Eleven and I came back and there was an ambulance there. And I was like, thank God he's fucking leaving in an ambulance. He's going to get the help he needs. And it turned out a wrestler like tweaked their knee. And it's like, oh yeah, that's the real dangers is guys trying to do moves on each other and landing funny.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, then you break your neck or your back or you're
what if he tore his ACL or whatever the fuck, yeah.
Yeah, so these guys aren't doing anything like, what they're doing is just like really like,
it's risky.
The concern is they're going to cut an artery, go blind.
Cut too deep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fucking scary. I don't know. I would have a hard time watching Zach do that in real time.
I was mortified.
Yeah.
You got to watch it, but... That boy had fun doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he loved it.
So you saw him afterwards? And then
oh, yeah, I talked to him. I was
back. I texted him. He didn't text me back yet. That's why I was like, Jesus Christ.
He's out of it. I texted him at some point last night, and like I said a bunch of things to him, and it was like one response. I think he needs to just
I think he was just exhausted. I was with him on the way home, and he was just beat. You know what I mean? We split a cab back.
It's a lot, dude. I mean, the whole thing, like even just the adrenaline dump of preparing for it, doing it, like there's another side of it where it's like, you know, emotionally you're building up to this moment and there's this level of danger to it. Anything, you know, Rosebud, you talked earlier about doing Montreal, you know, the adrenaline dump the next day after, not only because you're doing blow till 3 o'clock in the morning with the industry, but you have this adrenaline dump and you feel like, fuck dude. Oh my God. That was so much. So exhausted. Doing the special, same exact thing.
Yeah. I was fucking with him when we were waiting for an Uber. His buddy Bruno dropped us off in Jersey City, and it was right by one of these Jehovah's Witness churches. And I just stuck, they gave me this belt that I'm supposed to rig up for something for the next show, and I just stuck it under Zach's arm. And I was like, take a picture with a champion, $2. He was like, I fucking hate you. He was just covered in blood still.
Eat the mic a little bit, Chris, here.
Oh, yeah. He was just covered in blood still. And I was just like, yeah, come on. All so these old ladies were terrified. The best was this little girl walks by, and she just goes,
oh,
as
no.
She walks past Zach.
Oh, my God.
I've seen Zach covered in blood so many times at this point because he does blade himself during that freak show thing and during Skankfest, Naked Roast. He's done it a few years in a row. And then also he does like gore makeup and shit. So it's not even like that crazy.
He's a scary man to look at when he's not covered in blood.
Yeah, he really
is. I've run into Zach on the subway and I've seen little girls give that same look to him when he's... Not
covered in blood.
Covered in blood. Yeah.
But he's a fucking legend. Zach will go down in history when it's all said and done as a fucking legend.
He said he thought he lost more blood at the second Skankfest.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. But
and at least he wasn't covered in piss.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. Skankfest hasn't happened yet. All right. Real quick, guys. Let's just talk about People's Choice Beef Jerky, which I fucking love. I don't know if you guys are jerky fans.
Oh, yeah.
Rosebud, I know you eat very healthy.
No, I don't.
That's one thing about you. You told me
bod.
That you love to eat healthy. You liar.
No, I didn't.
Just got a sick bod. That's it?
Yeah.
That's it? You're just born that way?
No, I work out every day.
Go fuck yourself, Rosebud. You make me sick.
I eat a ton of beef jerky, though.
Her dad worships the devil.
That's true. He didn't make a deal with the devil for some abs for his daughter.
Thank you,
Let me tell you something. You buy beef jerky in the store. What is it? It's dry. It tastes shit. You can actually taste the preservatives in it. You can taste the weird chemicals that they put in it. It tastes like you're eating a fucking plastic toy. You know,
or a Band-Aid.
Nobody likes that. Nobody wants that. People's Choice Beef Jerky is LA's original small batch beef jerky. Family business from California that's been making quality jerky for over 85 years. years. Okay. Unlike mass-produced beef jerky, People's Choice beef jerky is marinated, sliced, and cooked by hand. It's soft, chewy, delicious, succulent, many different flavors. Huge, huge fan of the cowboy pepper. That's what I have right now in my bag. That's what I've been snacking on.
Let me try some.
I'll give you some right now. Swear to God. It's unbelievably delicious. It's loaded with protein and key vitamins and minerals. It's a high-energy snack. You can grab a bag on the go. Just keep it in your desk drawer. Keep it in your bag. An incredible, incredible treat. Go to peopleschoicebeefjerky.com right now. They have a diverse line of products and flavors. And if you use the promo code RAP20, you save 20% off of anything you order. 20% off, promo code RAP20. Use the promo code. Make sure you do it. PeopleChoiceBeefJerky.com is the website. Go enjoy yourself a delicious treat on the Puerto Rican rattlesnake. All right, where were we? SkankFestNYC.com, guys. There, I believe, right now there's about 20 tickets left for... I think there's like 20 tickets left for Friday, and there's like 15 tickets left for Sunday. It's about to be sold out. Yeah, I don't know why you guys are waiting around. I know people are like, they said they're like, oh, it's not going to sell out. All access you can get up until a week before the show last year. Not this year, bitches. We're still months away. June 21st through 23rd, Skankfest NYC. It is going to be an incredible, incredible weekend. We got some amazing things already planned. I mean, the things that we can't talk about. The special guests, the specialty shows, there's things that are happening that I'm so excited to show you guys, and we don't need to fucking promote it anymore. It doesn't matter. It's selling out, right? Is that I don't need to pretend that there's cool shit happening. I'm just letting you know, if you guys are going to wait, don't fucking wait, especially get those tickets for Sunday, because Sunday, that's when all the people are back from the road. A lot of cool shit could be happening on Sunday. SkankFestNYC.com is the website, and also if you love this show, we have 15 episodes available anytime you guys want on iTunes and on YouTube. But every episode we've ever done, over 375 episodes of the Real Ass Podcast now available at your fingertips in HD, ad-free, uncensored. Also, you get a pre-release, 4-day pre-release before they go to iTunes or anywhere else. GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP. Get yourself a 14-day free trial. Keep it $7 a month. That's it. You get this show. You get Legion of Skanks. Believe you me. That's just the Luis J. Gomez collection. Then all the other incredible shows on the network. Obviously, High Society Radio.
And we got like 400 hours of shows.
Tommy Dreamer Show, which is the fucking best pro wrestling podcast on the planet. He's so fucking great, dude. I love that show. D. Snyder Show. So many more, guys. Go check out GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use that promo code RAP and get a free trial. Try it out. All right. All right. Let's see. What else is going on here, boys? All right, you want to guess the news? What happened here, Arrington? I don't even know. That's fine. This is why we chose the song Africa. So, yeah, let's guess the news.
It's time for another edition of Guess the News.
I have to know more information. I shouldn't have read just this headline. From the headlines that I've read, this man is innocent. He is the victim.
Man, these guys don't know shit.
A man is dead in Africa.
just one? That seems like a slow weekend for them.
That's all I got.
Shut up.
Seems like a very slow week.
I don't know what the fuck happened.
A man is dead in Africa.
Well, we can't talk about politics on the show. That's a rule. It's a hard rule. We do not talk about politics. So when really...
We can talk about Ebola, though, right?
There's no other news. Yeah, I mean, technically, that could be it. I think AIDS, but that's just my guess.
No.
I'm going to guess white guy on safari got excited.
Yeah. Well, no, it's definitely white guy.
It wouldn't have even made the news here. You're right if it was just a black guy.
Yeah, it's definitely white guy. They're not talking about... Black people
They're
dying
not talking
in
about
Africa.
One,
yeah,
this
yeah.
Is actually
man.
True.
It has to be way more than one.
It's a white guy, and it wasn't supposed to happen.
Yeah, he was
white.
These guys are fucking good. These guys are good detectives. I like it. That was a test. I knew that as well.
So now you think a safari attack?
I think he was like, I want to pet the fucking rhinoceros or some dumb shit like that, or he was hunting. And got too close.
I think
that's a feel good story. People like those stories, so that could be it as well. That's why like a guy's hunting a big cat, he gets eaten.
It's true. People love that. People do love that. I think sadder. I think he got something that those people get, and I think he died. And I think that bothers people more than like a safari because it's it could happen to us. A white guy went there and he got the type of sick that they get and he died. I think that's what it is.
Yeah, we're talking. So we're talking malaria,
Jesus
AIDS,
Christ.
Ebola. What are you thinking?
Oh, I don't know what these things are. It's all AIDS to me because I'm dumb.
Yeah,
AIDS to me.
No, malaria
and
Ebola.
Scott Chaplin story.
Malaria and Ebola are mosquito. Transferable.
Yeah, he got something like that.
I thought Ebola was just.
Yeah, he didn't fuck. He wasn't fucking
like the flu.
No.
Can you get Ebola from a mosquito? Guess the news. I think you can.
How do you get a? Can you get?
I think you get it from a mosquito.
I thought you could just get Lyme
Ebola?
Disease.
Ebola.
No, that's ticks.
No, that, right? Ebola oh, yeah, is ticks. Like
malaria is mosquitoes, and they're trying to eliminate. There's a species of mosquitoes that carry like a third of the malaria in the world. They're trying to see if they can. There's scientists doing tests, see if they can remove this one species of mosquito from.
They're going to try to make it extinct. They're playing God. Ooh,
they really are.
Fucking weird and awful.
It's fucked up.
Let's see. There's no evidence that mosquitoes or other insects.
20,000 people a year.
There is no evidence that mosquitoes or other insects can transmit Ebola. Damn it, I'm wrong again. Sometimes that
Chipotle
happens.
Chipotle had the Ebola outbreak, right?
Yeah, I think it's like eating.
No, that was dysentery.
Which is a side effect of Ebola.
I think that was E. coli.
Mm. No, you're thinking of burrito Ebola.
Yeah.
Ebola.
That's burrito Ebola.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's only transferred by burritos.
What are we talking about?
That's when you're going low carb.
We're talking about science.
Yeah.
Have you guys read a science article lately?
Yeah. Hold on. Every day.
Yeah, I just
it's like
hold on.
She's so retarded.
That was a great joke. Really? Everyone missed my Ebola.
What was your Ebola joke?
It's a burrito Ebola. It's like a burrito bowl.
Oh, I didn't get it.
I didn't get that at all.
I didn't know what the fuck you were saying.
Honestly, this is why you guys are below
me. And I was like, one puff and I'm that high?
Nobody was with
Lewis's
you on that.
It's Lewis's fault. Yeah.
No, Bobby was. My producer.
Anyway, guys, buy the album.
I mean, I caught it. I didn't think it needed a 30-second drop.
Yeah, that was...
Burrito Ebola.
You gotta like...
Jesus Christ.
We know the name of this
episode. Cushion the word bowl a little more when you say it, you know?
We're just going to sit in this for a while. I'm sad it's still
Can
going.
Can I have Ebola soup?
Have the
That would
have
been better.
I like that. Just,
that was better.
Just
that
as like a personal better. Bit every time you're at the diner, like you say it, because they're not going to correct you.
Yeah.
I think that's how you say Ebola soup.
Ebola soup would be, that's a better joke. The problem was... Nobody got the joke.
So the problem was you're a fat idiot and you were thinking about a burrito before a bowl of soup.
It doesn't work at all structurally. It's flawed.
Well, she
because it's
Chipotle.
A burrito bowl. Okay. It's not Ebola burrito.
I
Nobody
know,
says
but
that.
You said Chipotle.
It's
I wasn't
just
gonna
structurally
just go,
a disaster.
I wasn't going to go, oh, you can't get Ebola soup at Chipotle. That wouldn't have made sense. So I went for it, guys. Sometimes you have to take chances. Have you ever heard Patrice talk about how bad jokes come
from
the same place?
Do not bring up Patrice
on this.
Have you ever heard him that? You know, when he talks
about
that?
Hey, man, I'm just doing Patrice O'Neal right now. So don't.
What am I supposed to say? Maybe you don't understand.
If you would have went with the low carb bowl option, maybe it'd still be.
The reality is, if I make everyone happy with my comedy, I'm not doing good comedy. So
that's true. Oh, shit.
So this guy, these are all good guesses. How did he die?
I'm going to say he fell down one of those big mountains. He was doing, you know, Sherpa failed him.
I think that. I agree with Rosebud. I'm going to go with the Rosebud. And Rosebud, if you got the correct answer, which is that he was hunting and got killed during a hunting trip, you win a free Real Ass Podcast mug. You walk home with it today.
Oh, hell yeah. Just so you know. Good.
What is it? What's the answer here, Harrington?
Rosebud.
I need it.
Nailed it.
Yes!
Oh, and she even said rhino.
Holy shit, I said rhino.
Get her a mug.
Up top.
Get this bitch a mug.
Yeah.
Look at that. Super rhino poacher is killed by an elephant and then eaten by lions in South Africa. This nigga got crushed.
This guy deserved it.
Wow.
I'm glad he's
Let's
dead.
See. Let's see. Do we have only a skull and a pair of trousers remained after a suspected rhino poacher was killed by an elephant and then eaten by lions?
I like that they ate his shirt but left his trousers.
Yeah, so Kruger National Park, South African National Parks. Wow.
Well, they're not going to remove his shirt before they eat his intestines, right?
Well, I mean...
That...
How the fuck were just the pants... I guess they coughed it up or something?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, look, they just... They
I'm
find
so
it.
Happy.
The shirt was probably not
I'm
even...
I'm so happy. This guy deserved
That's
it.
That's true. That's probably what happened.
Yeah.
they ate him and coughed up pants.
Yeah, they're like
just a lion hocking up like a hairball, but it's just these dude's pants.
That's definitely what happened. Yeah.
Is he... Is it rhino hunting illegal? Is it poacher? Is that... No, it's not illegal. So he's illegal...
No, he paid to do it, but that pisses
There's no way
off.
Rhino hunting is not illegal.
Yeah, it's crazy.
No, it's
in like
not,
a reserve,
it's
right?
It's actually, well, in a reserve it's illegal, but in Africa, like, people go to hunt. They like,
pay. No, but don't they only do it in, like, that's the way they fund those, like, reserves, is that you can hunt a few a year and they do, like, a controlled breed, I believe.
That might be accurate.
Because you definitely can't hunt rhinos in the wild. There's, like, tons of anti-poaching.
I feel like there's I feel like that... I don't know. That doesn't make sense to me that they're like, yeah, we fund this reserve by letting people kill a few.
I have more of a problem killing a rhino. Let's see. Trophy hunting is only allowed under strict permit conditions. A maximum of 5 black rhino per year may be hunted. Wow. So to hunt a black rhino, you probably have to be fucking
millionaire.
Rich.
Yeah.
Really rich. How much is it to hunt a black rhino?
I'm going to say $40,000.
More.
More than that.
I'm going to say more. I think $100,000.
Yeah, I was going to say $120,000. Rosebud knows
$66,700.
I actually just looked into it.
I don't, but my dad does do this.
Whoa.
Cost, your dad does this?
This?
He does. He goes hunting in Africa. He rhino does hunting? Like hunts and not rhinos, but like zebra.
People?
You know, the low budget.
Yeah, the
zebra.
Low budget.
Oh, yeah, zebra ain't shit, though.
Does he bring back the meat?
Yeah, he
go
to.
Back to is that. I want to read that for a second. How much does it cost to hunt a rhino? $66,790 cost of a successful 14-day hunt for a white rhino with trophy fees. A 10-day hunt for a Cape buffalo costs $16,000. A 10-day hippo hunt costs $12,000. 21-day lion safari with lions, buffalo, leopard, and plains. Available for hunting for $52,000. Yeah, dude.
That seems like the best bargain.
$52,000. Yeah, dude.
Yeah, $52,000.
Yeah, you're
man.
Out there for a month just fucking shit up.
Just destroying.
Yeah, just being
beautiful
man.
Life.
Yeah.
Just listening to the Lion King soundtrack.
That's what's
That's
funny.
What I would fucking do.
Oh, we would. And that's what's so sad. It's like, it doesn't matter where we go. We're bringing all of our bullshit with us. Like, yeah. There's no way I'm not listening to Zavinia. Like, the moment I land.
I would actually try
so
to shoot
dumb.
A baby lion out of a monkey's hands if I could find it in that moment. According to Corey Knowlton, the Texas-based big game hunting guide who purchased trophy hunting permit for the right to kill one black rhino, the black rhino is $350,000.
Well, the horn, holy the horn of the black rhino is better for the aphrodisiacs, I think.
Wait, what does the cost of conservation mean?
Exactly what Rosebud was saying. So it costs $350,000 to run this preserve for however long.
First of all, I said that.
No, he
Fuck
said
you,
that.
American.
I said
Sorry,
that
Chris,
seemed unlikely.
I don't understand what that means. Explain that.
So they, like Chris was saying, they. Let you hunt one of the rhinos so that they can fund the preserve to take care of the rest of the rhinos.
Jeez,
that's
some sick
up.
Shit.
That's fucked.
That's some sick shit.
No,
right
it's just
there.
The it's just the purge. They're testing out the purge, it's and the, then that's what's going to happen in 50 years.
I mean, but the idea is the net positive is that they're preserving all the other rhino and they wouldn't be able to afford. But why isn't it, question, for $350,000, why isn't there some fucking rich fucking liberal that's just like, yeah, dude, I'll pay $350,000 to make sure that there's no rhinos hunted there every year.
Because rich
I feel like there's
are
enough
Republicans.
That's not true. Dude, there's plenty of
rich
people that are.
Rich.
What about Dave Chappelle?
Yeah. I did not know it went that far. Rich people must have the most fun. No, like I never thought about. Like I always thought about it.
How
like,
did it take
parties.
You this long?
No,
to put
like
that
I, no, like I feel like cocktail parties and like oh, you like you're parasailing. That's for poor people. They're showing us poor people shit. My whole life I've been like a mansion. That's cool. That's for us to see.
Yeah,
they got
yeah.
other cooler shit
oh, have,
going on that we've never
bunkers,
seen.
Dude.
You can
yeah.
kill.
What the fuck is my life? We should seriously kill ourselves in this pocket. Like I'm excited
How
about
this,
Six
Scott?
Flags. I'm like, dude, we're going to Six Flags in June, guys.
Are you doing a Six Flags trip?
Yeah, like let's all. Go. I'm thinking about.
No, no.
Look how excited you got because
done...
you're a fucking loser. Like,
we used to do it every year. We used to do a comic strip every year.
Oh,
it was so
I
much
know.
Fun.
You guys used to do that.
We're gonna do it this year. We're gonna do a comic strip this year. You just fucking inspired me. We're doing it.
Thanks, bro.
Good.
Can I be like a part of it, or
no.
Is it the real ass thing, or I thought of it, but I get no.
If I'm not hunting with my dad, can I come?
You're right, dude. You get to kill endangered species. That's another level of success.
Which, that's that money. You know there's more money than that.
Yeah.
You know there's like, remember like when you fucking touched like a stingray on like a boardwalk in Jersey?
Yeah.
They're
yeah.
touching like aliens.
Yeah, maybe.
They're touching aliens. Their zoos are aliens.
You think, yeah,
and like types
alien
of
zoos.
People that used to exist that have been wiped out and we don't even know they still exist.
Well, I'm sure there's this. I'm sure there are rich people that this is what I, if I had like billions, I would definitely open my own scientific lab and create like psychotic experiments, like
for
trying
sure.
to crossbreed like fucking skunks and
they're
fucking
definitely doing that.
Puerto Ricans.
They I mean, they have to do that. It's the job
skunks
of science.
And Puerto
yeah. Science is doing a disservice if they don't
related.
Do that.
Right.
It's almost corrupt.
Yeah.
It's corrupt if they do it and corrupt if they don't do it.
Right.
Yeah.
Like every scientist, and I know
and
people
also,
make jokes about this.
When they do it, they're not going to tell anybody.
No, they
they're
can't.
They're not going to
tell anybody.
Well,
funded,
they have a liger.
Crazy
well, this
shit
is what Alex Jones talks about.
There's a liger, right?
A liger?
That's a
yeah,
real
I believe
thing.
So, yeah.
Alex Jones went to Bohemian Grove, which is like a country club that my dad is a part of, and fucking got footage of them doing some weird shit that
The owl dance shit, right? Back it was him and Rogan, actually.
Yeah.
12 years ago.
Where like they were dressed in like robes and they were standing on
this your dad's country club.
Yes.
And you're fucked up about it now.
I didn't know
your dad's in the Illuminati.
We didn't talk for like a long time, and now
how rich is your family? Pretty well.
I mean, they're like they worked in the White House and shit.
It's so weird. It's like
my dad's side, my mom's side.
People
that
come from money that aren't like garbage, they're embarrassed of the fact that they come from like. I could tell you get uncomfortable the fact that like your family is.
No, I just didn't know how to say it in a way that didn't make me sound trashy.
No, it's not. I mean, look, it just it sounds like if your dad's going to Illuminati Country Club, you're pretty well to do. But you're very funny in spite of that.
Yeah,
it's
almost like foreign value.
There, well, you say you don't talk to your dad, so there's obviously it's very difficult to motivate to try to do a job like this if you sort of have a solid foundation like that. It's like, why would you ever in a million years? And then once in a while, you find comics that are like that. Nick Kroll's famous story where he comes from a lot of money and but he's still he's brilliant, dude. Kroll's hilarious.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus is her dad's worth like $400 million or something.
Yeah,
but it's like this kind of thing where you go, oh yeah, well, if I wanted to, I could just. There's no bottom for me because it's there. I could,
be fine.
I could do whatever you the fuck, like and not my family would take care of me. But I already like fucked up in a lot of ways, and I found out that they wouldn't.
Yeah, so now you're like,
do you feel like you got a lot of demons?
Do I have a lot of demons?
Yeah. Do you feel like you got a lot? Like you're constantly running.
I feel like I've worked through most of them, but yeah.
I think that's because your father, in order to be that rich,
worships
made a deal
demons.
With the devil. Yeah. I think he does devil shit, and I think it's affecting his family. And
that's
care,
what the Bohemian Grove thing is. That's what the Bohemian Grove thing is supposedly.
Is that what it is? Like, yeah. So you're a comic because your father has shaken hands with. He sucked the devil's dick.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I wish my dad. What did you, what did your? Oh, you don't know what your dad did, right? Besides get stabbed.
He sold heroin.
He was
a heroin.
I believe he was a heroin dealer at one time. My mom told me that he was a welder, which was just like a non-existent job in Paterson, New Jersey in 1987.
Oh, no, there was a lot of welders.
Was there a lot of welders? Thing,
yeah, but I mean, that's the thing. There was a lot. So like he was a welder because
he was just welding heroin into a pipe. Week.
Yeah, exactly.
And fucking
bending a spoon is not welding. But he didn't have any type of career. He was, I'm very hard on my mother and my father, but, you know.
I don't think you should be hard on your mother,
objectively
man.
Speaking, I think was probably kind of a shitty dude. You don't know her.
Yeah, but life's hard, man.
Yeah.
You're, what, 30-something?
I hate when people say don't be hard on your family. Yeah. I'm like, why? I didn't choose them.
Yeah. And she
and
made a lot
jerk-offs.
Of...
But nobody chooses anybody. They didn't choose you either.
But that's why I think the whole, like, family loyalty thing is such a horseshit, like, premise. It's like, oh, yeah, but it's your family. It's like, so what? I didn't, like...
Well, you know what
it's
it is?
It's also a very... It's a relationship that is sort of imaginary. I think that
it's 100% imaginary.
And I have relationships with friends. I have relationships with people that I play Fortnite with that I've never met that are deeper and more meaningful, and I have deeper conversations with these people than I do with people that are family members.
Your son's only 5, man. Give him time.
But I never hear that perspective from people who have kids, which is nice, because... People who have kids usually go, no, family's important because they want their kids to, but it's like, if you have this like recognition that your children like aren't your children, they're not yours,
it's not my property.
You know what I mean?
I told him that recently.
That's like, really healthy.
I have a conversation with him regularly where I let him know he doesn't have to do what I say.
Right.
He should, because I
kick his ass though.
I love him and I'm looking out for him. You know what I'm saying? But it's this different type of thing, and like he trusts us to protect him, so he always listens to us and respects that. But it's never a because I said so. And I always Kim gets frustrated at me sometimes because she's like, "Do you have to have a conversation every time he has to go clean his room? Do you have to?" Because instead of just saying go clean your room, he's like, "I don't want to." I explain to him why, and I go through the beats of why he needs to clean his room and why it's important that he cleans his room, and.
And
you know,
he just thinks to himself, Jesus, if I don't clean my room, this guy's never going to shut the fuck up.
Basically.
Like, yeah. I remember the worst ass whooping I ever got. My mom was just yelling. And I was like, would you just fucking hit me already? And I was like, 6. And she beat the shit out of me.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So, I mean, I don't do any of that shit. And I just think that, no, he's not inherently supposed to listen to me because he's my child. He's not inherently... supposed to love me. You have to sort of earn that love, and it's a decision that you make. Every day I tell my kid that I love him, and I show him love, and I show him affection. My son's in love with me, but it's not because, well, I'm his dad, and that's just sort of like the way it is. Like, no, no, no. I have a relationship with him where he enjoys spending time with me, and I think that's important. So, yeah, I mean, maybe that is unique and to a certain degree.
It is, because so many parents are like, well, you owe this to me because I brought you into this world. And it's like, yeah, but I didn't have a fucking choice in that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, and then it fosters this sense of like, well, I owe my parents something. And that, for, I think the reason I became a comic was more because of that. Because growing up, my dad was always like, well, I'm your father. You have to do this. This is because I brought you up and I'm paying for this. And I'm like, I didn't ask for any of this
shit.
Yeah,
my house, my rules.
So it was like,
shit.
Well, so how my reaction to that was like, all right, I'm going to do something that you didn't know anything about.
Yeah.
And that I
like.
That's
when you started dating Seton.
Yeah.
Like, this is going to really bite him in the ass.
How much of that do you think is like people
her
just
father
trying to...
actually bought Seton for her?
It was like the toy?
Yeah, they didn't break up. The rental was over.
The lease was up.
Terms were.
And it's not a slavery joke. That's a rich people are bad joke.
That is
okay?
a fucking
toy. It really
toy
reads runner. As a slavery joke. I'm not going to lie.
What'd you say?
It really reads as a slavery
it
joke.
It reads as it because people are stupid. That was a rich people are evil joke.
Yeah.
Right.
Thank yeah. There we go. That's a great movie right there.
Yeah.
Can we somebody recreate movie. That?
That movie was fucking
with
terrible.
Rosebud as the little
no,
boy.
It's
and
funny.
It's funny, but it's terrible.
Oh, yeah.
When
it's
you watch
up,
it, you're like
what
the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah, that doesn't hold up. It is just a slavery movie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
it's
yeah,
a
yeah.
funny slavery movie.
Yeah. Do you think they were aware? They were aware of it then. It was just that was funny to them.
I don't think so, because Blazing Saddles is still fucking hysterical.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But this is like. When I watch this, I'm like, how the fuck is this work?
Oh, yeah, I don't get it now, but I'm saying then, was it like the idea of the slavery was funny, and that's also why they committed to it?
I think that, I mean, was this movie geared toward white people or black people? I feel like Richard Pryor was very much he was mainstream, but I feel like black people really love Richard Pryor, and I think that's who was sort of watching his movies for the most part. So I think that's sort of a tongue-in-cheek.
It was definitely geared towards white people.
Jackie Gleason is also in that movie.
Everything was.
And when they picked black people to do things, that was geared for white people too,
right? Mm-hmm.
Like Richard Pryor here, white people, you know, it was
right.
What was that, 81 82? When did that movie come out?
82.
Yeah, 82. I just feel like at that point, like, and maybe I'm wrong, I just could be completely wrong, I just feel like Pryor was really, really big with black audiences.
Oh, he was.
And at that point as well. So I almost feel like,
was that before or after the Gene Wilder movies?
After. During that time, maybe it was
after Andoring, I guess. They probably maybe made one movie after that.
But I just feel like to black people, I don't know exactly that black, and it's different now because culturally we look at things differently. I don't know if I think black people were more or less going like, look, this is fucking the way white people are. They would buy a black person. Like, that's their perspective on it, which is almost like,
yeah,
it's kind of fun. From a black person's perspective, I could understand enjoying that movie and being like, this is very funny. It's tongue in cheek. Like, you know,
yeah,
it's essentially, you know, you bought this guy into slavery.
I mean, let's think about
and
it like this.
It is funny, though. If you remember the movie, like, it was a very funny movie.
I was thinking about it like this. Richard Pryor is still renowned and loved, and people bring up this movie and they don't freak out.
Yeah.
You know, right. It's just mentioned. So, yeah, it wasn't the worst.
Well, Eddie Murphy, the first track on his, the one album is called Faggot.
Yeah.
And Faggots Revisited
on
the next one.
Yes, Faggots Revisited on the next one. Yeah. Faggots Revisited. Man.
Wow. That's hilarious.
Eddie.
Yeah, it's just a different time. Yeah. You know, and it's fine, you know, to go back and to try to demonize things like that, it's kind of silly. You look at it and, you know, we talked about it this past Christmas, you know, Baby It's Cold Outside, you like that song they're demonizing now. And, you know, it's just sort of like, guys, let's relax. Just breathe a little bit. There's real problems going on in the world. There's real shit happening in everyone's lives. It's like,
you're
going
to play that song when you rape that podcast host girlfriend?
Hell yeah, dude. Yeah. Baby, it's cold outside.
I think it's like, I mean, this conversation's been beaten to death, but it's like a balancing act. I think it's going to balance itself out.
Yeah.
I think what I hope happens, and the reason we don't understand it is because when we say evil shit, we're coming from such a fun, warm place, but there's people who
take it seriously.
Who take it seriously. Eventually, that balance is going to be more people understanding, oh, you could be playful about it. That's when the balance is going
to happen. Yeah, and well, also, I think we're going to have a better understanding of how to utilize social media. And right now, it's sort of like we watch social media explode, and people don't really know how to share their ideas without being crazy and fucked up toward each other. And I think eventually that will settle down. It'll probably be, to be honest with you, there's going to be like major restrictions on the internet and on things that we can do and say online. Hmm. That's eventually coming. There'll be some sort of standards, the same way they hold, you know, public television to certain standards. I think that's definitely going to be coming.
Really?
And I think
because of the way that Russia has fucked with our.
Yeah, that'll be an excuse for it. But it's all going to be them controlling content that's put out, whether it's by regular people or by, you know, companies or whatever. I don't think it's going to be a free open internet. And I think that essentially will be what makes people get the fuck out of their phones and realize that the world's not that bad and people are actually pretty cool. You know, racism and sexism and all this other shit, whereas it exists, it's not something that is affecting our lives in this dramatic way, and people can coexist in a very positive way. So maybe that will be a way that the pendulum, quote unquote, can swing back in the other direction. But it's also, you know, I'm not teaching my kid, hey, dude, jokes with the N-word are cool. I know where the culture's going. My son is, you know, my son's a fucking bleeding heart liberal fag. That's what he's going to be, and that's what he's going to need to be in order to be successful in this world.
Yeah.
So.
And, but I'm those things too. I feel I'm those things. And then I talk and people go, what the fuck did you just say?
Yeah.
And I go, I don't know. I love everybody. Is that not what I said?
Yeah.
I thought I said I love everybody. No. And they're like, no, you said.
Right.
You said fucking porch monkey. I go, what? I didn't know I said that.
Right.
Porch
monkey.
Like, I'm always on silly that I think some of us also have to go like, all right, let's navigate our fucking.
To a certain degree,
silliness.
But unless that's your thing, like my whole thing is that
I don't navigate any of that.
Yeah.
So when you're walking down the street, you better walk down the street with fucking love in your heart.
Of course, I agree with you.
And a lot of these motherfuckers listen to this, and that's their entertainment. But then they walk down the street with some hate in their heart. That's fucking.
I don't know
bad.
If that's.
Here's
I don't
the
know
thing,
if
though, is
good,
that I get annoyed with. So I get just as annoyed with the people who are like, we are the arbiters of free speech, and we are the fucking heroes of. I'm like, that shit is just as obnoxious now as the people who are like. You know, you can't say this, you can't say that. I find both sides to be fucking intolerable because I just am like, I can't. You all, it's everybody sees themselves as some kind of a fucking hero.
Yeah.
And nobody knows who you are. Nobody's talking to you.
I agree. And I think that, and I've said this ad nauseum, it's like, no, you're not going to be able to say these types of jokes if you work in an office.
Right.
You can't. But I do think those types of jokes are important. I think what we do on Legion of Skanks and what, you know, certain comedians are doing, I think it's important because what it does is it enables, you know, everyone to have a little bit more freedom. You know, and I watch it on a bigger scale. I watch, you know, Owen Benjamin and him fucking freaking out online. And we talked about that. I did an AMA and people asked me about Owen. I just know Owen is like a good dad and a funny dude. I don't watch you know, social media stuff. I'm not into Owen stuff like that.
Wait, he had a freak out? What happened?
He trolls. He's a fucking troll, dude. And he trolls people like crazy and they buy it and bite into it. And he's got a huge Patreon. He goes on the road. He tours. He's killing it. And I think, I don't know how much of it's real. I don't know how much of it's just a show. Regardless, I've always liked Owen and had a good relationship with Owen. But I don't remember how I got onto Owen. Fuck.
You were just talking about how people are, that everybody is. Well, I was talking about how both sides are obnoxious. And you're
but
these jokes
like
are
Owen,
important.
Because he says all this fucked up crazy shit, it's sort of like, and it opens the window further for a guy like me. And I'm like, all right, dude, keep on fucking saying crazy shit. Because then when they look at guys like me and you and what we say, they kind of go like, okay, well, these guys are legitimately being just silly. There's not really, I don't think there's a debate on whether or anybody with any logical, reasonable person that what Legion of Skanks does is just trying to be funny.
Yeah.
You know, there's a couple people out there that are like, oh, those guys are pieces of shit and they're racist and they're Nazis and they have Proud Boys in the audience.
And that's
like,
Ralph.
Yeah. And that's how we got the gig here. but the majority of people know that we're just trying to be funny and have a, you know, a funny conversation and say the silliest, most outrageous thing in the moment. And that, you know, that also spills over into social media, you know, and it spills over to people. They just try to say the most fucked up thing in any given moment. And then some, you know, Rosebud will be on the show and some dude will be watching the show and he likes you. And then he's like, yeah, you know what? Fucking Rosebud fucks black guys. And then he'll post some meme and like fucking. And then it's a thing where you're like, I don't know you, dude. Like, what are you doing?
But it's, you know what? I always see that as like they love this and they want to be funny,
yeah,
but they don't have the skills.
Or sometimes they do,
and they don't.
Sometimes
know
it's actually funny.
It's just the context.
Sometimes
of,
it's
I
fucking
don't know
hysterical.
You.
Sometimes it's great,
dude. Some guy said on YouTube on one of the fucking roast battle things, they were like, "Oh yeah, she has the same haircut as some retarded kid I went to school with," and I was like, "That's the funniest shit I've ever seen." I laughed so hard about that. I still laugh about it today.
Yeah,
but like for the most part, a lot of them don't have like the skill set to be funny, so they're just trying, and it comes off mean.
Yeah,
and my sister does it constantly. Where I'm like, yeah, you're trying to be funny, you're trying to fit in with my friends, and you're ending up just like sounding
it's coming
like
off weird, yeah,
like a cunt.
Story of my career, to be honest. All right, ladies and gents, We got to talk about Blue Chew, which is just the best. Just the best. Okay. Scott, have you ever messed around with Blue Chew?
I want to.
It's super easy. Sure, to
can
get
you give me some?
Month.
What is it?
Let me see. I have one. I think I have one.
Right?
I have one in my bag. Where's my bag? Give me my bag. I'm getting Scott this Blue Chew right now.
Yeah, please. I'm very interested.
And so, well, he's going to be jerky. He's going to jerky with his Blue Chew.
Okay. All right. I don't know what any of that means.
Wait, no, but it is super easy to get the free. You get a free month of Blue Chew.
We're going to give you a free month, but I'm going to give you one right now to try it out because it's changed the way that I fuck, doggy. Okay.
It's super easy to cancel, too.
Let me tell you something, okay? It's not for people who have issues fucking, because I have a libido through the roof. I'm a Puerto Rican man. I'm ready to go, okay? It is a performance enhancement drug. It makes it better. It makes your dick bigger, stronger, faster, harder.
All your records are going to have an asterisk next to them, but I mean, who cares? Really?
It gives your dick its own brain, soul, life, heart. It's fucking incredible. This I'm telling you right now, I'm not messing around here. Ask my chick. Ask her, okay? She can barely walk, okay? It is changing the fucking...
She's sitting on an ice pack at home right now.
She has cerebral palsy.
It's changing the fucking game for me. It's the same ingredients...
Lewis threw it down his steps.
Same active ingredients as Viagra or Cialis. These are, you know, huge medicines that people know work, and it's much faster. You chew them. Remember when you chew Adderall in college, you get them in your bloodstream a little bit faster?
I never did that.
Same
but...
concept, okay? Yeah. You chew them, it gets into your system faster. Also, if you're fat like me, they're like candy, which is awesome.
It's free-based to Blue Chews. It's even faster.
You don't have to go to the doctor. Yeah. You don't have to have an awkward conversation saying, hey, doc, I want to fuck better, right? No, you do this online. You fill out a little survey online. They give you a prescription right on the internet, and it comes to your house every single month. It just shows up. You have your fucking superpower dick pills, okay? It's so good. I'm not lying. I swear to God, anybody who's used Blue Chew will tell you. I'm not fucking around here. This is not a bullshit ad read. Yes, they are an advertiser on the show. Try it out. It's a free trial. It is going to change the way that you
like
look at your dick.
It's a fun drug that lets your dick be hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody should be doing this.
You know when you make your dick talk and you're like, hey, what's going on, big guy? You change the voice of the dick after you take Blue Chew. Like, hey, what's up, little guy? I'm the big guy now. And then you do that. You're like, all right, hey, man, you're in charge.
Then you fuck your own
And then you start sucking your own dick. And you shoot all over your face. You're like, dude, that, you little bitch. Love that. Please stop. Don't talk to me that way. Right now, free trial if you go to bluechew.com. Get your first order free when you use the promo code RAP. Just pay $5 shipping. Use your first order free. Try it out. Get your prescription. Once you're done with that prescription, boom, you got it. You're good, baby boy. So bluechew.com is the website. Promo code RAP. Pay that $5 shipping. Get yourself a free hard dick. Why not? That sounds weird. Okay. Where were we? All right. Let's talk about this really quick. Alabama lawmaker says he doesn't think teachers should be armed because most of them are women. I love that.
That's what he said?
Yeah. No,
that's just very funny.
I got no problem with this guy.
This is a conservative.
He's just handing out whistles.
He's like, guys, teachers shouldn't have guns. And liberals are like, this conservative is because they're women. What the fuck?
He's a Republican, right? State Representative Harry Shiver.
It's a hilarious
take. That's so funny to put women in the position of having to defend gun laws for equality.
That's hilarious. That's smart. That's a great troll job by this guy. He nailed it. And he just dropped the mic and crossed his arms like, deal with that now.
Yeah.
And then launched
and watch their fucking heads explode. They don't know how to deal with it.
I love it.
So what do you think, Rosebud? Should female teachers have guns?
I just love the argument. I don't care. Yeah. I don't think people should have guns, but I don't care. This is fucking great.
You don't think people should have guns?
I learned how to shoot a gun when I was 8 years old. Guns were all over my house. It was fine. But I guess for the most part, I don't think that guns are like, we don't need them the way that we act like we need them.
I agree.
And I don't think we don't need them in schools, I don't think.
I mean, look.
And I do think that we should have, like, tighter gun laws as well.
I don't think that the idea of arming everybody or arming teachers as, like, a solution, it's very
crazy.
Stupid. No matter how you feel about the gun law thing, fine, fuck it. Give everyone guns, fine. Cool.
I think.
Okay, let's just say that's your stance on it. I don't care. I'm not going to even argue with it. Who gives a shit? I've shot guns before. It's a lot of fun, okay? But if you think that you're going to just give every teacher a gun and now they're going to be able to protect people, you are really wrong.
Yeah.
Because shooting a gun and especially shooting a gun at a moving target, somebody's coming at you in a moment of fear and a moment of adrenaline.
Yeah.
It's a different thing. And to say, well, now let's throw a bunch of fucking, you know, death sticks that could just fire shit off into an area with a bunch of kids. I don't know that.
Yeah.
First of all, I don't know if school shootings are enough. This is going to sound fucking controversial, but I don't know if that's enough of an issue to start adding more guns to schools. I don't think that it happens often enough. I think the chance of being involved in a school shooting is extremely, extremely, extremely low. So I think that you're sort of throwing a very strange solution that could have a lot of fucked up outcomes when I don't know if I think if most people, if I put a gun on this table right now, okay, and somebody came in, I don't think that we would be able to, nobody here would be able to protect us with that gun. Hmm. You know, yeah, you've shot guns, I've shot guns, you know, I don't know that anybody here has a skill with that handgun to protect us from this guy with a semi-automatic weapon. There's fucking six dudes in the studio, she's fucking raised by a fucking Kennedy. I just don't know if we're going to be able to do it here. Democrats. So in what world is the solution? Like, everyone's got to have a gun. No, if that's it, everyone has to have a gun, extensive training, combat training, go through, I mean, people in the military, they go through crazy training to be able to shoot and kill people with a gun that are trying to kill them.
Right.
That is a specific thing. That's not anybody could do that.
Right.
So, you know, that's, and then you have crazy motherfuckers like me. You don't want me to have a gun.
Right.
Trust me. You know, me and Corinne Fisher would have ended.
I don't want.
Podcast wars would have gone to a new level.
This is the other part of the podcast they play after the voice message in court. They go, and look, he also said this.
Yeah.
You don't want me 100%. Having a gun. I'll fucking, dude, if I dated a girl and I had a gun, no.
Forget it.
Bad move.
Yeah, they'd all be dead. It's wild.
It wouldn't even be her. It would be me putting the gun to my head a lot, yelling at her.
Yeah, just threatening.
That's it. Do you want this? Do you fucking want
you
this?
You fucking did this.
Yeah. Yeah, that's me. You don't want that. It's not going to end well.
That's the realest thing you've said on the Real Ass Podcast.
Real Ass Podcast. What do you want me to say?
Shit.
What do you want me to say? So, yeah, what is that? I mean, you know, what is he wrong?
I think, here's the thing. I think that your point is correct, that throwing guns at the problem isn't the answer. But I think the phrasing was a little questionable, where you're like, school shootings are not as big of a problem.
Well, I edited that. Initially, I was like, school shootings are cool. That was what I was going to say. But then I was like,
the issue with this article is,
Jesus Christ,
is whatever argument he's having, the reason he's wrong is because it's like, because they're women. The debate is, should we have guns in schools or not? Because they're women was never part of it.
Right.
It was they should be trained or not trained. You know, it's
well his version of it is that most teachers are women.
Yeah.
So that's the bigger problem there, which is like, hey, just so you know,
I've noticed most teachers,
but also I will
from
say
my
this.
Experience are ex-whores. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, a lot of them.
It's like every girl that was blowing everybody in high school is teaching third graders now.
It's because their womb is sending the message to their mind that they want to take care of kids. So those bitches fuck.
Wow.
That's why
you're absolutely right. Hoes are just.
Just
confused moms.
Procreate.
They're just confused mothers.
Hoes are just confused moms.
They just want to get pregnant. That's it.
Karen, can we get goodness. Another coffee, please?
That's
Thank
so
you,
funny.
My friend.
It's a bummer, man.
Can I grab another one? What's going on? You're so weird. Distract everybody. Just get a little closer to Rosebud.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I smell the sulfur. Jesus I've been listening
Christ.
To a lot of Alex Jones clips. He's so fucking
Christ.
Funny.
He is so funny.
Yeah, the people
he's
do not
so
admit
funny.
That he's probably the funniest guy in the country.
I don't know what he really does.
Seriously, who's funnier than Alex Jones? Who's funnier than
when
Alex
he said,
Jones?
When he said that thing about the pedophiles, the government fucks kids so that they could bring extra-dimensional vampires through a fucking porthole, and they're halfway here. They just got to keep fucking kids. That's the funniest fucking thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
It's a good time.
He's a sick man.
And of course,
man.
We're turning the frogs gay. That's the
that's,
best one.
But
that's,
here's the
that's
thing.
That's the hit.
Here's the thing, and this is interesting about Alex Jones. He's telling the truth to a degree. He did read something, and a lot of
those
it is
kids
science and true.
Actors.
But he's such an excited. So this turning the frogs gay thing, from what I've read, there's some river in this country that the fish are, they're identifying like not as their sex. They're identifying as like the opposite sex. It's like really fucked up, and it's because of chemicals we're putting in this river.
I thought it was because
so when he's
was
saying they're turning the
actually,
frogs gay,
it's,
what he means.
It's denial river.
Wow, I
hit it. Hit the music. Hit the music. Harrington.
Oh my god.
A fucking good joke right there.
Somebody bring in Ebola guns.
Fuck you. Good job, dude. Fucking solid right there. I love it.
They come back, I'm gone.
Yeah, there's like a bit of truth to what he says, but it's just he's such a fucking psycho.
I don't know what any of it is, dude. I don't think there's any. I don't pay attention to people's things. And views, and I also I don't pay attention to people's things and views because look, here the reality is this: if somebody is making money on an internet program, there's an ulterior motive there, and whatever it is, I'm looking at it sort of like that's a business. I don't take it for face value.
You mean you don't enjoy Kratom?
I love Kratom. Yeah, I've been snorting it daily. But no, I mean, he's creating content, so I don't really get into, I don't have time to watch other people's shit, but I know people get very passionate about him. Didn't he get attacked recently at a restaurant or something?
Not physically,
but he was mostly doing the attacking. Yeah. It was mostly him yelling at people.
Yeah, but he likes that. He likes to create these viral moments.
He loves it.
Did you watch him on Rogan?
I watched some of it.
Yeah, me too. I was like, that's an interesting conversation. When I look at him, I stopped watching the news a while ago, and then I found out that I was, like, so much happier.
Yeah.
That I was like, I can't go back.
I'll get, like,
Twitter fucking highlights.
I cut down to just the PBS NewsHour. That's the only news I will watch. I refuse
PBS
to watch
NewsHour.
It. Because they're not going to. It's just an old lady reading the news. It's not going to be very opinionated.
Yeah.
I don't
That's
really,
peaceful.
I read there, at Equinox, my gym, they have a printout. It's called the Times Daily or whatever, and they take basically the top like 10 stories from the news that day, and they print it out. So you have a little printout, and I bring it into the steam room and I steam and I read this. And
it's really just to catch your cum.
It's really, just to wipe things up. No, but I feel like they're giving the news that a very affluent class of people are reading. Like everyone that is there, it's the New York Times #1, which is, you know, if you're going to read a newspaper, that's probably one of the better ones to read.
Right.
And then it's also rich people that are fucking, it's like sort of the shit they care about. Yeah. So I don't even care about what I'm reading, because I read about Trump and I read about the news every single day. I read about legitimately things that are going on, but I just kind of want to be in tune to what rich people are sort of in tune with. That's why I kind of like it. And I like just knowing like, okay, well, this is what they're talking about, but I don't give a fuck at all.
And what
if Trump gets in again,
about?
I almost want Trump to get in again just because I'm a troll.
Lewis
and I want to watch women cry.
That happened the first time, though.
I know.
We're giving them 4 years of women crying. Maybe no more. Why does it have to be 8 years of women crying?
But if women aren't crying, Lewis can't come.
4 years of women not crying? Yeah.
If the woman's not crying, Lewis can't come.
I think that it doesn't matter. I think for me, the way that I live my life, my bottom line doesn't matter who the fucking president is.
It's the ugliness that comes along with him. It's not good.
I just am tired. I just want a nap. Like,
I mean,
I'm like,
dude,
can we
even just on like a base level, like, dude is fucking negative. He's just negativity.
And he's causing all of this like righteous, like self-correcting that people are doing.
Yeah.
Like because there's a child in charge,
but
people
I think it's too
are
late.
Trying to take
I think
it on themselves.
It's bigger than him. It's sort of like, it's now like, whether he's there or not, I don't think any of that's going away. I think that negativity and all that, I think it's a sign of the times. I think he's a sign of the times. I think that's it. He's a direct result of sort of that negativity. And I think people are going like, well, Trump's the cause of the negativity. I'm like, no,
he's a reflection of everyone.
Yeah.
Even the people that didn't vote for him, because if you think about it, the people that are completely against Trump, they go about shit the same way that he does, in the sense that they'll be like, anybody that disagrees with me deserves to die. They're an idiot. You know what I mean? It's like, well, how, even though you're saying different things, how are you essentially different from him?
I mean, those people criticized his push for the prison reform bill. You know, it's those kind of people. Mm-hmm. When he's like, you know, look, I'm not a fan of Donald Trump, but there has been some things that he's done that aren't the worst things. And like being a president pushing a prison reform bill is a good thing.
Yeah. Well, that's like Jon Stewart, you know, shouted him out and was just like, when it comes to all those people on 9/11, all those firefighters who like were not being helped and they're all dying from cancer, like, you know, and apparently Trump is doing a really great job in dealing with them. And Jon Stewart was like, you need to know he's killing it when it comes to this.
Are you going
to
cry, you homo?
No, I've just rubbed my eyes. Listen, you fucking cunt.
Are you getting fucking emotional right
goodness.
Now? Holy shit.
I'm not being emotional.
Where's the Notorious drop for him?
What is a Notorious? Don't drop shit, Harrington.
It was designed for...
What does that even mean?
It's whenever Mike
what does that have to do with
what
crying?
Does that mean?
Whenever Mike Cannon's being a notorious fag on the show, he's hit that. It happens a lot. We got to give him his own drop. I love Cannon, but he loves to fucking blow
confirmed
dudes.
Confirmed colossal faggot, Mike Cannon.
Confirmed colossal faggot.
Yeah. Well, Cannon is. Do you think Cannon's gay? Rosebud is very close friends.
I know. He almost stayed. I said, do you want to stay? We have a fifth chair hangout because he was here earlier smoking a blunt with me. Shit. And then he was like, I got to go. And then I said, Rosebud's going to be here. And he went, really? And he looked at his phone.
Yeah,
so I think that there's something going on between them sexually.
No,
but
he's gay.
Very creepy.
But you think he's gay?
Yeah.
That's what I would say if I was fucking
Cannon
behind his
wife's
back. Cannon
would be blowing dudes every goddamn day if he wasn't married to a woman.
Yeah. Well, and he's been dating her on and off since like seventh grade.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, he's gay.
Yeah,
for
he fucks guys.
No,
for
they fuck.
There we go. What's going
they
on?
Fuck regularly.
There we go.
Oh, I'm sure. Oh, him and his wife.
For sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they're fucking for sure.
Yeah.
But it's like it's gay fucking though.
I don't think you can get pregnant from butt fucking, Scott. I don't know.
What? No.
But you said it's gay fucking and she's pregnant. I don't know.
Yeah, his wife's pregnant. Oh, that's wrong to say. But no, what I mean by gay fucking is like he's being a little bitch when they fuck.
Oh, he's crying.
For sure.
I don't, that sounds terrible. Reverse that too. I think he's very open with his sexuality.
I love watching Scott say something and then worry about having a career.
I think he fucks his girlfriend
no, because I say things so bluntly. He's just very open to like, throw it in my asshole. And that's awesome.
I could imagine that Mike Cannon fucks his girlfriend by he gets on all fours and then bends his dick backwards and then she backs her pussy up into his dick.
Yes, there's stuff like that happening.
Butt to butt, doggy style.
Yeah.
That's a Mike Cannon position.
Yeah. Which, by the way, I've been saying this.
Is not inaccurate.
I've been saying this for a minute.
I'm telling you right now that I can imagine that.
Yes, Mike Cannon, it's very, like,
You'd have to have a
very sexually fluid.
Yeah.
We're equals here.
Yes. Yeah. Which, that's going to be the future, by the way.
Yeah.
The future is like everybody.
Butt to butt sex.
No, the future is everybody fucking everybody. Because the truth is, the only reason we're not gay is because we're too ignorant. I'm too ignorant to acknowledge that, of course, fucking a dude's butt is going to make me cum. It's going to make me cum. It's
That's
going
not
to.
Ignorant.
Oh,
That's
for sure.
It's just nature.
Yeah. It's going to make me cum. And like, it's going to feel good. But no, it's ignorant because my whole life it's been women. You like women.
Yeah.
And I do. I love women. I don't like men. But I also...
I don't think it's a thought. I think I think it's not a thought at all. I think that you, especially where we live in New York now, you have that haircut. Like, nobody's judging you for being a homo.
No.
If you were gay, I think you would probably come out. I don't think you're having a dishonest conversation right now where, like, deep down inside, you're like, I have these gay thoughts and I push them down. I think you are legitimately just a straight dude. And I think that... You know, it's not a cultural thing where you're going like, oh, I've been told being gay is wrong, and that's why I'm not just opening my mind to it. I think you have to have those feelings. I think you literally have to be turned on by, you know, the person of the opposite sex. It's not something that there's any thought put into.
You hear these old stories of like these ancient civilizations where like everybody was just kind of fucking each other, and gymnasiums were a place where men would have sex. And
you watched 40 hours of wrestling this week. Did your dick move at all?
No. But,
there you go. You're not gay.
No, but I don't think that's what gay is. I don't know.
Yeah.
We have a gay guy that listens to the show. Where's the black gay guy? What's his name? Tell him to call in. 573 Gas Line.
I'm confused by what Scott's saying. What's the point you're trying to make?
I just think in the future, I think, right, like if we were just born and it was like there was no idea of like, you know, like... Guys like girls and girls like guys.
I think
everybody would just be fucking.
No, yeah, I actually agree
I think maybe
with that.
Men will eventually
I agree with
catch
that.
Up. Because like women kind of, like a lot of women do that. Like I know a lot
yeah,
of
exactly, because women aren't as ignorant
girl.
As us.
Right, yeah.
I think the reason we're not fucking guys is because we're ignorant.
Mm.
I think if we were open, like a lot of women are, everybody would just be fucking each other. But I look at it and I just go, ew, fucking dude. No.
I also think most women aren't into fucking other women. And what I think it is this. I think the one thing you're right about is because there is this societal fucking, oh my God, you're not supposed to be gay. I think there are way, way, way more gay guys in the closet. And because in society, nobody really gives a fuck when chicks are hooking up in college. It's just chicks will do it more and they're a little more open about it. And it's just, so I think it's just shutting it down. I think the reality is it's probably a comparable number of people that are gay or damaged. That you'd have to like look at if you're a man or a woman.
Well, sex retards.
Trying to have
I think
a
it's women, and that's a good point. Women do have the option to explore it, and men rarely do. Men don't have the option of like go get jerked off by a dude, go blow a guy.
Yeah.
Women have that option, and it's like, yeah, I tried it, I wasn't into it.
Yeah,
I mean, men have that option; they're just not really using it. Really, just
we are not using
rest,
it. At
rest
all.
Stops.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
such.
Yeah. I think it's the people push it down. I think that there are guys out there that you know. That have convinced themselves, completely suppress it, completely put it, push it down.
Yeah.
So I think it's much more that. I don't know if there's that much thought put into it.
I mean, think about how much better the world would be. Like, I work at a fucking slaughterhouse, right, with like eight other guys, and it's like, what
you
if
guys probably shouldn't
two
fuck
times
on top
a day
of the
I got jerked off by one of them?
Yeah.
I'd probably be like, this job isn't that bad.
Yeah, it'd be a better world for you.
Yeah, it'd be a better world. Which you're thinking like a dude. I mean, there's a fucking entire Me Too movement against exactly what you're talking about. Because I'm with you. Yes,
no,
in my mind.
Dude's agreeing.
No, I know.
To jerking me off at a slaughterhouse.
But if you're... I think that, yeah, guys are sort of like... I would love that. If that worker's got blown twice a day by random people, we all just fucking fuck.
No, random dudes.
Just dudes, yeah.
Yeah, you work with dudes is what I'm saying.
All right, I got it.
Yeah.
You have a way different Rocky movie, the slaughterhouse scene. It's just Paulie sucking his cock.
Same music.
That's how they work on the head.
Same
movement
music.
For the boxing.
Yeah, it's just fucking. All right, we got a couple more minutes here. Any other stories that are interesting on here? I feel like it's a slow news week right now. Okay, most street weed has fecal matter in it. That's kind of fun. Who buys street weed?
Street weed.
Street weed or meat?
I thought it was street meat.
Street weed. Most cannabis sold on streets contains fecal matter.
Who smells fecal like that?
I mean, literally, no. Let's change the headline of the article. Most men who sell weed on the street have
shit
on their
hands.
Yeah,
that's the real name of the article.
Yeah, nobody buys weed on the street anymore. Who the fuck wrote this article?
I'll buy an edible occasionally on the street.
No, that's definitely got shit.
An edible?
Yeah.
An edible?
You eat something from some random fucking person? Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
Is it in a package?
Like like popcorn and like Rice Krispie treats?
Doggy, stop.
Yeah. No, it's like a person who like people have used before.
Oh, okay.
But, but it is a person who walks by on the street.
I know who you're talking about, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. But he's not really. Yeah, I guess he does sell on the street, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. I haven't done that in years.
Really?
I haven't bought weed from some random stranger on the street. Actually, that's not true. Months.
Last time I did that was in high school.
Atlantic City. I did it.
Really?
I was in Atlantic City for a week.
That's not the place to do it.
That is not.
I couldn't get any weed. I was freaking out about it.
I mean, you definitely had fecal matter in that, for sure. You were smoking shit.
So, yeah, I just searched the streets. I went on Instagram Live and Periscope, and I was like, I'm trying to find weed. Come on, guys. And I mean, it was so stupid, but I found weed eventually.
That's great.
Yeah. That's great. I have that guy's number still. If you guys need some weed in Atlantic City, I'll hit you up. It's pretty fucking great. But yeah, you have to assume that most things that you buy on the street are disgusting. You shouldn't
and have
consume
shit on
them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't buy street meat. Didn't they do a study like 2 years ago where there was like fecal matter in most people's hair?
Yeah, they did a study.
On your toothbrush.
There's probably shit on everything.
On everything.
There's probably shit on everything you do. I mean, how much...
And you know what? Without it, I feel like we'd all just be diseased and dying, and you got to build up immunity.
Yeah, shit is what... It's like the glue that keeps us together.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
Yeah. There's always those studies where they, they'll say...
It was bowel moving.
Like, one one-hundredth of a... Wait, Ebola? What?
I said... She goes, that was moving, what I said about shit, and then I said it was bowel moving. Mm. Hit it.
Yes.
Now you're getting it. Do brilliant jokes throughout the show. You guys gonna understand how the show works?
It's called podcasting.
You throw some fucking brilliant fire out, and we give you a little fucking drop for it. It's a big deal. Also, Rosebud won a mug. Does she have her mug?
Yeah, where's my mug?
Make sure she's got
her fucking mug. I like how she's acting like it's going to make her happier. She's like, I just moved into a new place. You just moved into a new place and you need a mug that will remind you of Luis Gomez every day.
Listen, I had to get rid of everything
Luis
I owned.
J. Gomez. You son of a bitch. You son of a whore.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's great. You're going to drink it in the mug. You're going to love it.
Yeah.
It's a real-ass podcast mug.
I'll Instagram about it.
Fucking better Instagram about it, Rosebud. Yeah. I'll be so upset if you don't. In fact, you guys get your own real-ass podcast mug. You can get your Amico 666 shirt as well. Merchpump.com/RAP. All the merchandise. Thank you. I love these plug songs every time we got to do it. There we go, Instagram. Go grab your real-ass podcast merch right now, or your Legion of Skanks merch, or any of the merch for any of the shows on the network or out of the network. Merchpump right now, expanding. Doing shows off the Gas Digital Network as well. That's going to blow up in a very big way. So if you guys like podcasting merch, merchpump.com is the website to go and grab everything you guys love. High Side of Radio's got some great merch.
I got 5 shirts on there.
Fuck yeah, you do. Fuck yeah, you do. All right, we're going to wrap this one up here. This has been a lot of fun. A lot of fun, boys and girls.
Thank you.
And ladies.
Sorry for being late, brother. We respect you so much.
That's all. You guys are the fucking shit, man. You guys are always very hilarious when you come on the show. So thank you for taking your time to come out and hang out with us. Make sure you guys follow everyone on social media. You can do the outro music at this point. Oh, we're good. There we go. At Rosebud Baker, at Scott
_
Chaplin. There we go. At Chris from BKLYN, at Luis J. Gomez, at Gas Digital, at Real Life Podcast, at the chin underscore at, wait, where's the chin turn? At the Bobby Hutch. Nice. All right, we'll be back on Wednesday. There's a Real Ass Podcast mug. Hoot! Woo!
That's all, folks.